Are you ready to play 60?
You brought your giant-sized appetite.
That's my toy.
Hey, Pete, you want your football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Poppin, the Giants locker room at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Coming up on this week's show, how well do you know JPP? Plus, Prince Amukamara fueling up to play 60. But to get things started, it's time for part two of our David Tyree legacy interview as David Tyree makes a mark in the 2007 season.
As Super Bowl 42 approached in Glendale, Arizona, the New York Giants would be pitted as a heavy underdog against one of the greatest teams in NFL history, the undefeated New England Patriots.
You know, I think there was just an eagerness, the sense of urgency, knowing that we have an opportunity of a lifetime, knowing that, you know, no one's given us, you know, the light of day.
Going to Super Bowl week, Plexico hurts himself, so he misses practice. He has a sprain of his MCL. We don't know if he's going to play. So David steps in, and then on Friday, it's an absolute disaster.
I just had the worst practice for a receiver that you can imagine. I just dropped way too many balls. I don't even know the number.
He dropped five or six.
I mean, I think he dropped seven passes.
Couldn't catch a cold butt naked in the wintertime, man.
What, I give you a compliment coming out here? Now you can't catch a damn thing.
I went to Tyree after that practice. I said, hey, you know, I'm going to have to come to you on Sunday. You're going to have to be there for us. I know you're a gamer. I know you're going to step up. He said, hey, I got you.
I knew that, you know, when the lights is on, I'm going to be ready, and I won't let my teammates down.
And sure enough, when his team needed him the most, David would step up on the game's biggest stage.
Tyree in motion, handoff, bump, play fake, Manning to throw to the end zone, touchdown! David Tyree on the post, and the Giants have the lead with 11:05 to go in the ballgame.
Eli drilled that sucker in there so beautiful. You know, you set that play up all year, and they call it, and I score, and I can't believe it. This is amazing. I can't believe this is happening. And lo and behold, that really wasn't the big play. Yeah. So, you know, it really, you know, that touchdown was everything in my mind at that point until, you know, we're preparing for the game-winning drive.
Third and five for the Giants. 1:16 to go. Manning takes the snap. Back to throw.
I'm running the post route over the top. So by the time I break out my post, he's under duress.
They got a hold of me, but they're just, I'm kind of in a little panic. I think this isn't good, but they just never pulled me down.
Under pressure, avoids the rush, and he's going to fight out of it.
Fought out of it. I rolled right. Kind of saw Tyree. I saw one other guy ends up being Rodney Harris there, but I just figured, you know, I got to give this a shot.
And as soon as he let go of the ball, I just thought, what is he doing?
Oh, my God. Where's he going? Oh, no, not down the middle of the field.
No, not the middle of the field.
Still fights out of it. Now throws it deep downfield.
From there, it was like chariots of fire. You know, music going on in the background, and you're just locked in on that ball. And, you know, for me, all I remember is, you know, going up to high point it.
Tyree, who makes the catch at the 22-yard line.
I really didn't know anything about the helmet. I just remember getting my second hand back on that ball. All I know is I got it, and I'm not letting this thing go.
What a play by Manning! He eluded three sacks. He runs up to Mike Terry and calls a timeout, and what a catch by Tyree with 58 seconds to go.
For me, the catch was a microcosm of my life. From the adversity to the unexpected, it was a place of satisfaction. It's a moment in time that's literally like frozen. I just call it a miraculous play that I'm the fortunate recipient of.
My jaw dropped. When he caught the ball, game was over. We knew we were going to win.
Manning calling signals, takes the snap, looks left, lobs it left, first is wide open, touchdown Giants in the left corner of the end zone.
Touchdown.
And that is it. The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots 17-14, and the Giants, with the most improbable win in recent memory, have won Super Bowl 42.
I have this overwhelming flow of emotions because my mom passed away toward the end of the season.
This one for my mama. Rest in peace. I love you, Ma.
I get a chance to be remembered in NFL history, Super Bowl history. That's amazing.
Thank you, man.
Love you.
win the Super Bowl, now you come back, you've got the parade.
Yeah.
As a guy that's from the area, what was it like for you to be one of the central figures of the 2007 New York Giants because of this catch?
You know, it does hit my heart in a way because I know what my desire was as a player. I know what I desired to give to my teammates. I feel like God allowed me to have my heart's desire in a way to be remembered in this game.
After 6 years with Big Blue, David moved on in 2009, finishing his career with one season in Baltimore. But Tyree, a Giant forever, would come home in 2010.
When I look at my journey in life, the organization that I played with, it was important for me to ask John Mara, can I retire as a New York Giant? And for them to accept, you know, give me that opportunity, you know, I think about the class of this organization, the family, the tradition. That's the legacy of Wellington Mara.
Tyree's career would come full circle in 2014 when the franchise named him as their director of player development, where he works to mentor young Giants.
I was able to find my way as a professional in this world. It wasn't perfect, but you know what? I have lived out the necessity of player engagement, player development. Once a Giant, always a Giant means that we're going to treat our players like family. That's important because everybody needs to be a part of something. And this Giant organization embraces that to the core. That means every bit to me because I'm a Giant.
David Tyree's career arc is an amazing example of perseverance and a local kid who made not only good, but great. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, Prince giving back to the community as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. One of the great initiatives of the National Football League is the Play 60 program, and the Giants' Prince Amukamara fueled up to Play 60.
So I have an important message that I want to tell you guys. So today, I'm very excited to announce that the Giants and the American Dairy Association are offering a $5,000 grant to one school district in Passaic County to help implement Fuel Up to Play 60 activities. Giving away, I like to give a jersey away everywhere I go, and I'm gonna hold my last name up here for 10 seconds, and if you remember how to spell it, I'll give you my jersey.
A-N-U-K-A-M-A-R-A.
I'm here at Patterson 15 talking about Fuel Up to Play 60, and it's just a program that encourages kids to eat healthy and play for 60 minutes.
So we gotta get loose, all right? So we want a slow jump.
I think it's very important that kids know that you have to eat healthy and you have to play for 60 minutes because it helps their body and helps their mind, which also helps in the classroom.
Vitamins and minerals help all these different things in our body work. So that's why you have to always eat fruits and vegetables.
As a kid, yes, I played for 60 minutes, played tag, played this game called tetherball, played kickball, and it helped in the classroom. I got good grades in the classroom because I was warmed up, I was energized, and I was ready to go.
It's absolutely incredible that children get to see a professional athlete talk about a program like Fuel Up to Play 60 and Breakfast in the Classroom because they idolize him. They see him on television playing with the Giants, and they look at him as, gee, maybe someday I want to do that, or I take care of my body, I could attain the goals that he's attained.
One, two, three.
One thing we know about Prince, he gives a lot of his time off the field to great endeavors. Speaking of how well do you know, it's time to focus in on Jason Pierre-Paul.
All right, Anita Marks here this week, our How Well Do You Know Giants player. That's right, JPP. We're going to find out how well does JPP's teammates know him. How well do you think?
I don't think they know me at all. Maybe. We'll see.
Do you know, does JPP have a middle name or not?
Pierre. Jason Pierre Paul.
Yes, everybody knows it. I'm thinking it's Paul, right?
Does JPP have a middle name?
No.
Does JPP have any hidden talent?
He can do a backflip. Several.
He still can't top David Wilson, though.
What college did he go to?
He went to USF, University of South Florida.
Does JPP have any nickname?
JPP.
Haitian Cessation and JPP. And also Boy. That's what my mom called me.
How many languages does he speak?
He speaks one. You know, he speaks Haitian, and then he's trying to learn English a little bit.
At least three.
I speak three languages.
And what are they?
Creole, English, and French.
Isn't French and Creole the same thing?
No, it's not.
Okay, so three. I'll give him three.
Ça passe?
Naboule.
What's his favorite food?
Anything that has Creole in it. Creole food. I don't know.
Spaghetti.
Oh, that's your favorite food.
Yeah, I'm saying everybody's favorite food, you know. Cornbread.
I think you said Wendy's because it's close to his house.
Chicken, but I'm not sure.
Caesar salad.
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
Why does everybody say that it's a lie?
I've never seen him eat a salad in my life.
What's JPP's favorite food?
Salads.
What's his favorite movie?
Oh, his favorite movie.
Scarface, probably.
Hey, Jay, what's JPP's favorite movie?
Dumb and Dumber.
Favorite movie is by Tyler Perry, Temptations.
He said that's his favorite movie?
Yeah. Oh, no, I never would have gotten that one.
What is the most common thing he says?
You feel me? You feel me? You feel me?
Check me out. Check me out.
Most common thing he says.
Bruh. Nah, it's you feel me.
Was it a country?
No. What's his favorite pass rush move?
The Michael Strahan double swerve.
No. She evidently doesn't know JPP that well. This is DeMontre Moore signing off.
Obviously, the Giants have a lot of fun during the course of the season and focusing in on the task at hand, winning games each and every week. The Giants organization also has a tremendous fan base with a tremendous heart. We'll tell you about that story when we return after this.
This week's look at the Giants in the community is brought to you by Verizon.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Jeremiah Minyard of Yonkers, New York, is the focus of this week's Heart of a Giant.
Jeremiah Minyard of Yonkers, New York, football player, honor student, but more importantly, a story of strength, resilience, and determination.
I feel really excited for today, and thanks for the New York Giants, the USA Football, and the Hospital for Special Surgery for honoring me. I think this day has been really good and really exciting.
I just say that this is one of our favorite things that we do all year long, is this Heart of a Giant program.
Reading and learning more about Jeremiah's situation, the fact that, you know, at birth, you know, he overcame what was an enormous amount of challenges. You know, his mom had shared with us that he was pronounced dead at some point.
February 26, 1997. I just went to a regular doctor's appointment, and they said that I'm having issues. Drove myself to the hospital, and they said that my son isn't receiving oxygen. It was just devastating for us. A procedure where they took all the blood out of his body and put oxygen in it and basically revitalized him. He was on the machine for about 3 days with no hope, and just by a miracle, he started breathing.
He really was a miracle baby. When it was clear that Jeremiah was going to pull through and he wasn't going to pass on, but he was going to survive, they said, you have a real fighter here. This kid wanted life and fought for it.
Despite Jeremiah's disability, he was drawn to sports at a very early age. But it was on the football field where his love and passion for the game was evident. And through hard work and determination, he earned the respect from his teammates and coaches.
His work habits, he has a way of not accepting failure. He just refused to settle for less. I mean, you tell him to do something and like he sits there and thinks about it, and then somehow the kid gets it done in ways that I've never seen either.
even though he has had these obstacles to face, he has put in the effort, put in the time, gone above and beyond, and really has been a high achiever, has been on the honor roll for 4 years.
It's just incredible how he serves, how he wants to serve. He serves the community. You know, this summer he went and, you know, saw that there was a need at the Boys and Girls Club. They needed a coach. He came after a grueling practice. He would leave his practice at, you know, 7 o'clock and go from almost 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, coaching the little kids. So he's always been a helper, and he cannot help but help.
It's easy to recognize why Jeremiah was chosen, and Giants players and coaches were honored to meet him and greet the 2014 award winner for his outstanding commitment, embodying what it means to possess the heart of a Giant.
How you doing? Congratulations. Anthony Cortazzo and Jeremiah Minyard. Now, these two young men are the winners of the USA Football Heart of a Giant Grand Prize. They have overcome with an incredible work ethic and great passion and love for the game of football. They have overcome physical challenges that most people would not even consider playing the game. That's why they received this award, and that's why they're with us today.
Meeting a bunch of pro players, actually seeing the pro activities and how professionals play and coach, do all the time, and how they actually are able to handle these things, type of thing. So that's why it seems pretty exciting to actually be able to see the facilities on the New York Giants.
What's your play 60?
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Time for this week's Hospital for Special Surgery Sports Injury Journal with Dr. Hotchkiss.
Hi, my name's Bob Hotchkiss. I'm an associate attending at the Hospital for Special Surgery. My area of specialty is hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. The type of injuries that you see in football, especially at the professional level, are different because of the speed and the strength of the players. One question that comes up is, can we prevent these in any meaningful way? I do think that taping helps, at least some of the injuries to the digits. The human body is remarkably adaptive, and because of these young men being so skilled at what they do, and by virtue of selection, they've come up through this system and they've learned how to collide safely and do their job. Many times, because of the severity, we end up having to do surgery. And in a way, it affords the patient a more secure recovery because we can be certain that the tissue's reattached or it's realigned, and we know they will heal quickly because, again, their overall health is superb. So oftentimes where we might take our time on an individual who's in a more of a civilian fall and see what happens, here we need to be more definitive, both for their long-term good and for their career.
That's this week's edition of Hospital for Special Surgery Sports Injury Journal. Now time to shift gears for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. So we're down to the final four teams of the 2014 NFL season. The top two seeds in the AFC and the top two seeds in the NFC will square off in the conference championship games, which gets you thinking to the New York Giants and how they can return to that mantle, that place, getting back to winning Super Bowls and postseason success. And when you take a look at the DNA of the four teams that are remaining, the one thing that's very important is being able to control things at the line of scrimmage and winning the battle of physical. That's what the Giants did in 2007 and 2011, and that is kind of the model that you look at. All of these teams can run the football effectively when called upon, and the quarterbacks are able to make dynamic plays, but that's because they stay in manageable down and distance. So if you're a Giants fan out there wondering and watching and trying to figure out, hey, how can the Big Blue be in the same position next year in 2015, You saw some of the pieces at the end of the season with the passing game of Odell Beckham Jr. But really, the bottom line is winning in the trenches, the offensive and defensive lines, that defensive seven controlling that front. That's how you win in the postseason, and that's how the Giants won Super Bowls 42 and 46, not to mention Super Bowls 21 and 25. And that's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, Giants.com, and, of course, on Twitter, @Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.